Back in the States.
Sure know, it's the Hound. And yes, we're back. That was Charlie Walker with Slop under Johnny Otis and Midnight Creeper Part 1. Googie Renee was Sidetracked. Riff Ruffin' and Hoop and Holler. We opened up with the Charlie Lucas combo and Walkin'. Anyway, so we're here. Il Bruce is here.
Yo, Brunch with the Devil.
Our color commentator. Denster at the news desk and the under assistant to the Vibe. Today's chauffeur, the Guadmeister, is here. And what are we going to do? We're going to play records, and we're going to say mean things, and that's that. I mean, we got no special guests, thank God. We got nothing on our minds in particular. We got some new records. We got some of the old junk that we've been getting. We're piled up for requests, so I did write down every request in the last 3 weeks, and we're going to play most of them. And that's pretty much it. We got Den working hard at the news right there.
Mm-hmm.
Il Bruce working hard at doing some serious bunch of nothing. And we got Bobby Merrill queued up. Hit it.
You, baby, please I get me somebody else. But I ain't mad at you.
listen to the sounds of hell.
I know a girl, her name is Anne. All that she wants is to get herself a man.
Let's get real gone now.
Man, she's a crazy rock and roller, she's a real wild child. She looks pretty good till you see her smile. And when you look at her, you will understand. Snag a tooth and I'll never get a man. She got a shell like a tadpole swimming in the creek. She got a long string of hair and great big feet. A crazy rock and roller, she's a real wild child. She looks pretty good till you see her smile. And when you look at her, you will understand. Snag a tooth and I'll never get a man. A new cat in town took Anne into the hop. You could hear her big feet going 50 feet long. She rocked back, daddy couldn't rock no more. He yelled back to her as he ran through the door. And now I've seen you, now I understand. Snag a tooth and you'll never get a man. Into the hall, you can hit her big feet going flippity-flop. She rocked that caddy, couldn't rock no more. He yelled back to her as he ran through the door. And now I've seen you, now I understand. Snag a tooth and you'll never get a man. Snag a tooth and I'll never get a man. Snag a tooth and I'll never get a man. Snag a tooth and I'll never get a man.
Never will.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Watch out!
try one day, man.
This is a hit!
I got a burning fever and I know my heart's on fire. And you're the one that got it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that got it. Well, you're the one that got it. Why do you do me this way? Don't know which way is up, don't know which way is down. All I know is that my head keeps spinning round and round. And you're the one that got it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that got it. I got it's going fast, and if more last, I'm gonna blow my top. And you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? You bug me, baby. Like that love's a game. Going round in circles, and you're driving me insane. And you're the one that done it.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Yep, it's now back in the jungle. That was Jimmy D of the Rock Tick Tock. And before that, we had Red Prysock with Thunderbird, Thomas Wayne, You're the One That Done It, Earl Palmer and the Party Rockers and the Jayhawks. Ooh, boy, that was Johnny's House Party, the one with all the screaming Negroes. Gene Norman with Snaggletooth Ann, and we opened up with Bobby Mr. Blues Merrill and I Ain't Mad at You. Anyway, what's going on here? This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, brought to you by the Mitch Green School of Elocution. I whipped that little sissy. He'd be putting his arm around like that. He looked like a sissy coming at me. And how come Mitch Green's got one eye closed and about 400 stitches in his ugly face? He is a punk, right?
He's what the homeboys call a perpetrator. I mean, he's like ROR for armed robbery or something when all this went down.
I mean, Mike Tyson has a bit of a delinquent in his system, in his soul. It's kind of buried there. But Mitch Green is just a delinquent punk. And I think if I was Tyson, I wouldn't give him the satisfaction of his loudmouth getting him the money for a title fight. I would make him fight for free in the street or something, because that's what he wants. He's just going to go in there and run away from Tyson for another 15 rounds with his hands over his face like he did last time. But we got a little more news today. This particular thing here was caught my eye. It was a here it is. Drug Fortress The Rock holds city block hostage. This is right across the street from my house. The five brick stories of decaying building at on East 11th Street. During the past 4 years, a violent drug gang that police has linked to 19 murders has forcibly taken over the unit, blah, 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 the rock solid, blah, 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 blah. Now, the thing that amazes me the most is I live right across the street from this building, so this has been a wide open drug spot for at least 15 years.
And yeah, it's not too subtle, folks. Down that block.
This is what the police have to say about it. There's a sick joke going around the precinct that if you get rid of somebody, tell them to move to East 11th Street, says Lieutenant Martin Kennedy of the 9th Precinct's Detective Division. Ha, ha, ha. You're pretty funny, buddy. or have them, base the cops down in Tompkins Square Park. Down here, if it weren't for the modern medicine and three nearby hospitals, we'd probably have 300 bodies. Okay, so they know all this is going on. And it's like the cops first noticed that the building, that they were dealing coke out of the building in January of 1986. That gave the coke dealers a good 10-year head start.
Lends credence to my belief that at the 9th Precinct, no cop ever went across Avenue A until about 2 years ago.
That might be true.
Because they were afraid of getting lost. They weren't sure how many avenues there were towards the river.
And then I guess they came by and did some kind of routine bust or something. And then these two detectives here said they were shocked that the coke dealers came back to this building. They never
murder.
This is Officer some long Guido last name that I can't pronounce. We'll skip it. But he said I was furious. I couldn't believe they returned it. They never left. So finally, after this article comes out in Newsweek, they go down to bust the place. And of course, the coke dealers are long gone. They look like jerks on TV.
I was snacking at the Pines with Roscoe and Jack. We got to watch the whole thing from the fire escape.
New York's goofiest, folks.
Yeah.
Geraldo there?
Geraldo wasn't there, but they'd invited all the press, and the press were looking kind of uncomfortable because there was nothing going on.
Even Geraldo was smart enough to stay away from that one.
Yeah, McGee Hickey really came down hard on him on the news.
Oh, boy.
She looked so lovely.
Speaking of cocaine crime-related things.
Pertaining to.
You know, it used to be like 10 years ago, you pick up the newspaper, and there'd be some totally gruesome crime, and you'd be sort of shocked at how gruesome it was. But now you pick up the paper, and there's 30 or 40 to choose from. Which keeps people like me busy. Referee slain over call. Popular coach beaten near drug lord's turf. This guy, he was a school teacher out in Jamaica, Queens. Greg Vaughn, age 33, spent all his time coaching basketball with little kids. He agreed to referee a basketball game between two warring crack gangs, made a bad call, and they killed him. So, folks, let him play without a ref next time.
That's the mistake was in the agreeing.
Did he get shot during the toss-up? In the Elvis news department, an Elvis Presley jumpsuit, which he named Shooting Star when wearing it to a 1972 concert at New York's Madison Square Garden.
Billy Miller was at that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has become engaged to Elizabeth Taylor. No. Has sold at an auction for a record of $48,050, auctioneer said today. Phillips Auction House said Warren Stone of the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles bought Shooting Star. Former country music singer Jimmy Velvet paid $23,500 for the Elvis Presley stage suit Good Luck. That's the crotchless model, folks, worn by Presley during a 1972 tour of Hawaiian gay bands. Oh,
that Hard Rock.
Yeah, Den is working hard on the news, folks. This is just some preliminary
warm-ups. Yeah, this is the preamble.
We have one obit today. Nat Stuckley, age 54, he wrote Buck Owens' Waiting in Your Welfare Line, which is a big favorite here at the Harron Show. A big request item, too. He also wrote Papa Top by Jim Ed Brown and Sweet Thing, which was a big hit for himself. He did songs also by Ernest Tubb. He wrote a lot of Ernest Tubb songs, and he croaked of lung cancer, age 54. I know you're all bummed about that, right?
R.I.P.
Anyway, what else is going on? Il Brucia here requested we do a set of what he called sick British guitar stuff from before the Beatles.
Cousins, English people until the Marshall amp was invented didn't hear treble and stuff like that the same way we do. You just got to, as you listen to this, you just got to imagine a bunch of tubes glowing purple and some sound engineer sticking his fingers in his ears and trying to make his way to the compressor to shut it down. You know, so there was something in the water there till about 1966 or 67 that, you know, prevented those people from, it's just this whole treble area that's nightmarish.
It is strange. I mean, most of these guys were very contrived little wimps.
Yeah, the singing is all music hall.
Yeah, the singing isn't that great. The drumming is kind of lame. I mean, if you took an American R&B band or the Sonics or somebody, they would just wipe the floor with them. But these records, they do have this weird, eerie kind of sound to them. And, of course, that was erased when the Beatles arrived and taught them how to truly act like fags.
Yeah. Roots of the British intrusion here, folks.
Right. So we're going to kick it off with Johnny Kidd and his Pirates. By the way, people seem to think this is Mick Green playing on all the classic Johnny Kidd stuff.
No.
It's not. Mick Green, who is still with the Pirates and is a great guitar player, is not on Shaking All Over and all these great stuff. The one we're going to play next, Restless. It's actually this guy named Joe Moretti, whoever he may be. Mm. Anyway, that's him.
Check it out.
You've made me. Don't know, baby, what a fool you've made out of me. Are you still to be my loving baby? Come and take a chance, I'll be your romance. You keep me waiting for a day. You do your turn up late and try to play it cool. Not cool enough to make it stick. I knew it was another trick to keep me waiting, or keep me waiting. Baby, I'm so restless. Now I'm through with love, maybe. I don't want romance, I'll never ever take another chance.
Another off the bar, 'cause I'm a drunken guitar. Oh yeah. Ooh-hoo.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
street, whoever you meet, say I'm a bad boy. Say I'm a bad boy. Say I'm a bad boy. Even dear old dad, when he gets mad, says I'm a bad boy. Says I'm a bad boy. Says I'm a bad boy. Well, you see, now I've got a girl, and we stay out late almost every night. Well, the people just stare and they declare, well, well, it just ain't right. But if only they knew how I love you, they'd say a bad boy could be a good boy who's just in love.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You know, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. Concluding our stupid, sick British sound set there with, that was, Johnny Kidd and his Pirates who opened and closed the set. That's Please Don't Touch, which, Motorhead changed the lyrics to because they were too stupid.
Yeah.
Even for Motorhead.
Yeah, Lemmy was too embarrassed to sing in the regular way.
Regular poet. Marty Weil with Bad Boy. Good guitar solo. I mean, he was basically a wimp, but he did. He did produce some fine spawn in Kim Wilde. Mm. The Saxons of Saxon War Cry. Hines with Questions I Can't Answer. Those are both produced by Joe Meek, who he was so cool he killed himself on Buddy Holly's birthday. This version, A Theme from a Summer Place, is yet another tribute to his tin ear.
Yeah, anyway, really obsessive, like tile cracking, toilet bowl recording guy.
Can we hold the Hines album up to the microphone?
Yeah.
Hines was sort of an Eddie Cochran clone who looked more like a fag version of, even faggier version of a Sting meets some weird Hitler youth. He had like platinum white hair and this permanent suntan that was sort of formaldehyde upon his little face.
I think it's from blushing and from all the things that Joe's saying to him off camera, you know.
He was born in Hagen, Germany in 1942 and ended up as a British pop star for about 3.5 minutes. Before that, we heard, the record was issued under the name of Tommy Steele, who does absolutely nothing on the record, but that's Big Jim Sullivan on guitar, Drunken Guitar. And if you ever see a copy of the Eddie Cochran On the Air album, it was reissued as a budget LP in America last year, and he plays some good guitar with Eddie Cochran on that one. And we opened up with Restless by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates with that fabulous guitar solo, which Bill Brucci recreated so pathetically on the A-Bones record. Oh, we have things to announce. I'm only going to announce things that the Hound doesn't have to pay for today, or anybody for that matter. Just free things, okay?
Yeah. Go free. The price is right.
John Lee Hooker is playing for free tonight in, the Theme from a Summer Place is over. Summer's almost over, too. Give it some drums. Theme from a Summer Place in Uganda on the background now. John Lee Hooker's up at, right next to Lincoln Center, to the left of Lincoln Center in that little park. He'll be playing at 9. Johnny Copeland is at 8 o'clock. Gospel Christian Singers at 6. The Persuasions at 7. And there's some stuff going on tomorrow, and the lineup today is much better, though. The Hound himself will be, I'll be over at, this is pretty embarrassing, but it's even more embarrassing if you see the passes over at, what's the name of that place?
Under the tunnel?
In the basement of the tunnel. You can get passes, they got some passes over at See Here and Final Vinyl, they have them behind the counter, you have to ask for them. So you can get in, two people can get in for free before midnight. There'll be some naked girls dancing. One band is the Boy Brothers, who you heard here, and you can judge that for yourself, and the Hillbilly Peckers, I don't know who they are. Wild Girl will be from FMU will be dancing. I'm getting paid $125, not enough money to be there, but I guess I committed myself.
You got
to
carry your own records?
No, we have to decide that later. I hope not. Wow, the echo just kicked in a big way. Over at Big Kahuna, that's for free, right? The Flesh Tones and the Headless Horsemen. The Headless Horsemen are little buddies from Mojo Guitars, and they usually have some nice gear, even if they're not doing so good up there. Usually, they're definitely worth checking out.
Yep. Hopefully a surf set.
Yeah. What's this BN? You want to talk? You want to announce?
Dan, I believe, is BN editor.
BN.
Dan, step up to the mic.
B.
I found this on a
I think it's more of a bug out.
Post on a wall on, where was that? What, Lexington in 86 or something? New Yorkers, one and all, people of all ages, let's enjoy the park, let's enjoy the sun, let's enjoy each other. Together. The end of summer BN.
Yeah.
A summer
Sheep's
BN.
Meadow, Central Park. All day, man.
That's today?
Like today? Today, right now. It's happening.
Okay, go to Sheep's Meadow
They're
and be.
Yeah, if y'all are like being at home, take the B thing on the road to the Sheep's Meadow. Okay.
Go B or bug out. This is WFMU East Orange, by the way. This is a good one. Tune in this Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., as another marathon air slot winner takes the airwaves. Listener Philip Smith, assisted by Bill Kelly, will fill in for John Schnell.
Not just any marathon listener.
Philip Smith. Tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. We have other things to announce.
Be sure to phone him up and tell him how good he's doing, too, while he's on.
Yeah.
Bill wants to hear from y'all.
Sure. Charlie Pickett and my old high school buddy from Florida and Roscoe and the Little Dell Lords will be over at CBGB OMFUG. And if you can't make that, Spinal Tap is on channel 13 at 11 o'clock. So much for announcements.
That's free.
No, CBGB's is $9. Spinal Tap is free. Channel 13, uncut. And you know the thing about Spinal Tap is every musician I know who saw it got utterly depressed and self-conscious after seeing it. And that movie is not all that exaggerated. It's pretty much...
No, it's pretty close.
It's pretty much verbatim. In fact, if you've ever been around the band Manowar, you realize that Spinal Tap is giving them a little too much credit. Yes.
Are we through announcing here?
Yeah. Right. We're through. Want to do some news?
Yeah, well, Radio Hound listener Monty Canson did a wacky thing the other day.
He pledged last year because he wanted a dog style, never paid his pledge, and his wife called me like every week for 7 months wanting a dog style. It's like,
I guess Monty was kind of making her life miserable.
Had you paid her pledge, you would have got it. But go ahead.
Monty is described here as a Lower East Side artist, even though in the next paragraph it says he's from Brooklyn. He wandered up to the Museum of Modern Art on, yesterday, as in Friday, and just like made a bunch of big red X's with vials of blood, like between two Picasso numbers up there.
His own blood.
Yeah, well, his own blood in vials.
Money, you kook.
Yeah.
What are you, cuckoo?
I demand to keep my gift on the wall until it becomes meaningless, obsolete, he told museum officials. But it sounds like pretty much an instant process right there, Monty, but, you know. I guess, you know, I don't know about art, but I know what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Monty did almost burn down Arlene Schloss's loft one time, and for that, we must salute him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that tip of the radio hound, like, sort of question mark light bulb hat for that one, Monty.
I liked when John Ames, the Del Lord's road manager and an all-around great guy, mowed him with his two fingers around the eyes. He did a full-on, poked him in both.
Yeah, did not aim for the forehead either.
It was great, folks. You had to be there, though. Speaking of you had to be there, I'd like to thank the listener who sent this tape in. It's a pretty cool tape. Union, I get a lot of, you know, I get some tapes in the mail. Some of them are good, some of them are terrible. This one is really great. This one totally threw me for a loop. The Union County Soul Survivors, and I'll be playing a couple of things off of that a little later. Thanks,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, take a tip from these guys, folks. If you're going to send in tapes, A, make sure it's not of your band. B, make sure it's not records that, like, we're playing here, you know?
Yeah, this is definitely...
These guys turned up some really good stuff.
This is definitely stuff, most of it I hadn't heard before, and it's good stuff. But getting back to our project on hand, which is playing records, mostly by those of us with the darker colored skin, we're out of news for right now, right? Ben's working on some more news. Okay, this
Ben's
is...
in the dark.
Ben is in the dark. Smoky Smothers. The Twist With Me, Annie.
The twisting is good, and it don't cheat. Make it real, real sweet. Twisting is good.
Let's take the black. It seems to me that he is by nature responsive to God. He sings. They'll have preaching all day long. They seemingly never tire of praising the Lord God.
Oh, do you know what it means to be a mother by now? Now, yeah. I want to tell you this story about being a mother by.
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey, my baby. Emulsify. Yes, I do. You know it. multiply everything in the old way. Yeah.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Square dancing. All right, boys, a little bit of Rubber Dolly. She can roll. Now swing!
down, girl, before you hurt yourself. If you take it easy, you can wobble along. 24 hours, you still go strong. Now swing! Wobbling to get your kick. Now swing!
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
No!
'78 ain't good enough. What's the matter? Groove too big for you? Rock and roll.
Will you shut up?
Hot bananas, mighty proud.
her soul.
If I like fine, she likes fine, I couldn't ask for more.
So, we need a friend of hot banana, hot banana. From the man I could eat a hot banana.
Back in the jungle.
Yep. It's the Ham, WFMU, East Orange. Woo-hoo! That was Oscar Moley with a great big hot banana. We heard Cheney and Chavez with Piccadilly Rose. That was a request item. Jimmy McCracklin and the Wobble. Chan Romero, Hippie Hippie Shake. Rex Garvin and Emulsified. Open up with Smokey Smothers and Twist with Me Annie. Anyway, got a really bizarre answering machine message, which evidently came off of Bruce's answering machine earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
Skip Henderson's voice announcing...
Skip Henderson, the uncrowned king of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Apparently...
That's his whole name.
Yeah. It's some kind of party or something with Swedish girls?
Some kind of party in the Hound's honor with Swedish girls. Unfortunately, I had the stupid gig at the tunnel, so...
Yeah, I gotta go do some guitar overdub, so I can't do the...
Yeah, we can't make it, but... Party onwards, folks.
Yeah, send the Swedish girls over here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're even more handsome than we sound.
Dennis, our at the news desk, is handing me...
Flash.
We've been keeping track of Bozo the Mayor's mental deterioration, and it's almost complete. I think he's got syphilis that hit his brain or something.
Yeah, I wonder how he caught it.
Mayor Koch, his honor, wants horses to wear hats on hot, humid days. Mayor Koch yesterday... said he believes Midtown carriage horses would be better off if straw hats sat up top of their head, and he's trying to find somebody to design said hats.
So like a feasibility study to the tune of, like, you know, $800,000.
Right. And he also recently suggested that horses wear diapers to catch their droppings, then asked his human constituent to design a hat for these little horses. Woo-hoo. There's a little picture here. It's a mule with a hat. That's what they wear down in New Orleans. The mules do. We got Guad. You got a new story to read? Guad's here.
Well,
this is your first time out here. Huh? Is it all you expected it to be?
It's more. Okay. Dennis gave me this. Tompkins Square Park is still in the news. It seems where we're at now with this is the police are being scolded. And everyone's pointing fingers at everybody else, and, you know, and what I have here is the letters, and they seem to be divided pretty much down the middle. There's those people...
Between dumb and dumber?
Yeah. There's those people out there who appreciated the cops pretty much beating people's heads in, and there's the other side that feel they can't believe that police would hit anyone with their nightstick. And that's... what's happening with Tompkins Square Park, week 4.
Yeah. Go forth and figure, it says in the Bible.
Right. Especially on a full moon. Good luck, everybody. I say go out armed and shoot first.
Yeah. Got a little musical advice from Miles Davis.
Mm.
An amazingly articulate guy in a hell of an interview. Like a man is playing and his girlfriend comes in to hear him play, or somebody that he wants to impress, for him to take it out on the arrangement, the style that we're playing, I can't stand that. In other words, to alter the sound just because he wants a girl to know it's him playing this weird sound. Should keep that in mind in case a girl ever shows up at an A-Bone show.
Yes. When that reverb goes on to 10, it means Bruce has an H-O. Yeah. Anything else in the news here? No. Oh, it's the very last night of Tramps tonight. Otis Rush is playing. They're closing their doors tomorrow.
D-R-I-P.
Yes.
Tramps and the Embassy Twin, 72nd Street.
Yet the Embassy Twin is gone too?
Yep.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. D-R-I-P.
Boom, 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 bam. We got anything.
So go to Tramps with an axe handle, Casey.
Yeah.
Look out for the crack dealers upstairs.
Otis Rush, he can be fairly dull too, on his best nights. Oh yeah, actually, at the other news desk, Bob Quine, he reads Newsweek and clips us stories. He clipped this one. This is actually a couple weeks ago. We didn't get to do much news last week, but Donald Trump, this little, they got this ship here, you've probably seen it on the news, it's this multi-billion dollar ship he's got. It's about the most tasteless thing I've ever seen in my life. These pictures, it looks like a bad room on the Love Boat. And everything is sort of polyurethane and plastic. And
just sort of imagine like Marsha Wallace and Sonny Bono, you know, having some kind of spat.
Yeah. They have a solid gold sink in one of the suites. I mean, that's fairly ridiculous. There's a bulletproof sauna. And this is now here's the most interesting part of the whole article. In the owner's bedroom, there's a ceiling panel that opens to the sky at the touch of a button, of course, and a wall panel that drops to reveal a huge TV screen. The video cassettes on the sideboard are FX, Platoon, and Apocalypse Now. What does that tell us about Mr. Donald Trump?
I don't know. Two out of three.
What did you like in that three? I like sort of like Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now is great.
Yeah.
As movies go.
I hated Platoon.
Yeah, it was all right.
Martin, what's his name? Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Jesus, he was...
The other guy, the Dylan guy, was great.
He couldn't be a bad guy and Leave It to Beaver, and he was supposed to be a, you know, a... Ooh. And FX, that was pretty lousy, boring movie.
There you have it, folks. Go see the Jesus movie. I like that.
Oh, The Last Temptation of Christ?
Yeah, it's the only Jesus movie I've ever seen where I wasn't rooting for the Romans by the end.
Mario Cuomo came out and denounced that movie in the papers this week, I mean, which he hasn't seen.
Knucklehead, yeah.
Yeah, another moron. I don't know. So, yeah, we're out of news. We got a lot of requests, so we're going to get through some of those. And then the first, next two request numbers. This is this Trashman record. They just put out yet another fabulous Trashman album. It's got a beautiful picture of them on the cover. You can go get it over at Hideout Records. It's distributed by Soma Recordings, Minneapolis. Yeah, sure. Looks like it's pressed in Germany. Whoa, Dad!
Frankie, you've been messing around with Dad's girl. The people. Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular, tall boy. Someone's gonna cut you down to a small boy. If you don't watch where you go, having a ball, boy. Whoa, Dad.
Frankie, you're a whole dad.
Just about too far to make amends. You should write a book
on how to lose friends and aggravate the people.
Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular, tall boy. Someone's gonna cut you down to a small boy.
Now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
They wear it out.
I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here.
Wow, she's neat.
Go home after school, put my best suit on, buy a dance car, then I'll be gone. Can't be late, cause I can't make her wait. Well, I'm telling you now, she's the cutest little gal, she's neat. Without her, all I do is think about it. Stop by our house, say, come on, let's go. Then we'll take off for the movie show. Her perfume wipes away all my gloom. She's fit your pride just to have her by my side. She's neat. Hire me. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. Have the show, then we'll meet the crowd at the soda shop where the music's loud. Too soon, we'll go home, meet the moon. Then we'll kiss goodnight, after that'll be a sign. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. About her all next week. Another date with her I'll see. Fight and fight with all my might to make another date for next Saturday night. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her. All I do is think about her. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's neat. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's neat. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's neat.
Going up, down, down, up, anyway.
appetite. I sat down there with him for a drink of three. Now I'm gonna tell you just what happened to me. I got loaded at Smokey Joe's joint. I got loaded at Smokey Joe's. Three steps to meet me. I'm sure one. I'm tore up, but I'm having my fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smokey Joe. Baby, tell her this for me. Didn't mean to stay so long. The juice down here was free. I got loaded at Smokey Joe's joint. I got loaded at Smokey Joe's. Please have to meet it. I'm sure one. I'm tough, but I'm having my fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smokey Joe.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, a little slow on the draw, but what do you want from me? It was Thurston Harris, Smokey Joe's joint, Fred Mick and his Kingsman, Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? I still say that's better than the Jimmy Reed version, and Guad agrees with me. It's 2-0. Dale Wright with She's Neat, The Rays, Elevator Operator by request, and The Trashman, Whoa Dad, also by request by an equally tasteless human being. Oh, I'm wondering if we're going to get a vibe report today. Roscoe's mad at me.
Well, maybe the vibe will be an angry one.
Yeah.
Behold the vibe.
I'm calling rag on me. I probably deserve it. At full moon, I'm not responsible for myself. Oh, a little more news here. L.A. Scam, charity for yuppies. Yvonne Clark felt sorry for the handsome, well-dressed young man who said he hoped to enroll in UCLA and for his pretty blonde wife who said she was 2 months pregnant and not eaten all day. They said they had lost all their money when their car was burglarized, so Clark, who met them last December in the parking lot of a local supermarket, wrote them a check for $25. Oh, good, the vibe report. This isn't a very good news story anyway. Let's see, we got...
Behold the vibe.
Air, really...
Oh. Air tour.
Airline.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed.
Hello?
Roscoe, let me put the vibe tape on there.
Yes, a little music, perhaps.
Roscoe, you get the wah-wah?
The wah-wah is over under lock and key over at CBGB.
The wah-wah.
On guard.
Was the first song you used on last night? Was that Jumping in the Night?
No,
I think.
Get Tough.
Get Tough. Yeah, that was the third end of the set. I saw some funny looks coming at you from the stage.
Yeah, right. Well, it kind of started the band.
Yeah, a little surprise wah-wah attack.
Yeah, it wasn't a crybaby. It was actual Maestro Boomerang.
Right. I'd like to thank the guys at Mojo Guitar for lending that out.
Yeah,
lending you that venal piece of antiquity.
Well, it's Friday. How about a wah-wah pedal?
The Les Paul, the big amp, and now the wah-wah pedal.
Oh, well, you guys, I got some bad news for you. It's probably something that you probably would have guessed anyway.
A possible Yankees loss?
Lost. They're only in the third inning. But they're in the third inning, and they're down 10 runs.
But they're bringing Reggie back in the eighth inning.
Oh, man.
Who started, if we can call it that?
He's gonna like, sing them lullabies. They're sleeping out there, these guys.
Who is the alleged pitcher?
This new guy is some not-so-hot-handed Haitian dude that I never heard of.
He's the guy who was shucking oysters in the food mall at Yankee Stadium a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they kicked him upstairs.
And you know what happened is he cut himself and he was going to sue unless he could go out and pitch a few innings. He made kind of an out-of-court settlement with George, you know.
Yeah, well, George just knew to bet the points on this one.
Hey, while we got you on the line, we've been reading a lot from the Daily News because it's so unbelievably inaccurate today. Can we deny a Del Lord story in the Daily News this week?
Sure.
They said that you were doing a live CD-only recording at CBGB's this week, and I know that if you're doing a recording, it's not a live CD-only.
No, that's totally false. I don't know who these people are. I don't know where they get their information.
Lisa's girl called your girl, and somebody dropped the ball somewhere along the way, champ.
I don't know. Well, we don't have any girls, you know. We have no office.
There were quite a few there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And they were dancing.
They were. They were sort of shaking. They were like standing in one place.
I like the one Wednesday night who had her crotch right at the edge of the stage and her leaned back.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of rubbing up against the stage for the whole end of the set last.
Trying to imagine that it was Manny's
Wednesday.
Boot tip, I think.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Last night there was.
You know, me and Quan saw her at Midnight Records yesterday, actually.
Saw who?
That girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I said to Bruce, maybe she's a nice, intelligent, reasonable human being. He looked at me and said, grow up, stupid.
Yeah, what did your dad do to you? Let's see.
When they answer with a glee in their eye, that's...
It wasn't dad, it was the
Katie
uncle.
Katie barred the door.
So what... Kel Vibe, man. Behold
the
Vibe.
Well, the Vibe is, you know, I was thinking about this full moon thing and, you know, how it does, you know, affect people and sort of takes your own destiny out of your hands. And you can look at it two ways. You can look at it like, you know, proceed with extreme caution. Or you can look at it like if I, and now I wouldn't do this anymore because it's just dangerous, but years ago I did give blood a couple of times, and both times that I did it, I was advised by some elder guys who knew a few things, and they told me, you know, when you give blood, you're down, you know, a whole pint, which is a large percentage, and you can really go out and get hammered.
Yeah, it's very
so,
true.
So, you know, if you're really looking for some kind of...
Yeah, where is that babe?
She looked really good out on
She looked
street.
Great. Kelly Green, you
I
know?
I completely missed that. I was working. But you guys get yourself on the news?
Well, we were hanging out the window doing like a double beast to the cameraman. And we were blasting, alternating between Thelonious Monk and just amplified electric guitar, hoping that, you know, the story would be, here we are down on 11th Street in front of the drug building.
Roscoe, living in front of the building, does have the opportunity to scare away condo dwellers in the renovated building next door with his amp. Whenever two yuppies come down to look at the building, you hear Roscoe either blasting the Stooges or ZZ Top or with his guitar playing along with the records. And they flee, you know, $160,000 for a one-bedroom. What's
that noise? Oh, my God.
You know what else is good is just breaking bottles in the trash can.
Yeah.
Heaving them off the
and
third
screaming,
floor.
You know. There's no one here to yell at, but you could just yell anyway.
Yeah, yell at the cat.
Oh, yeah, well, I would yell some kind of thing that I couldn't necessarily say on the radio.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Not ready for airplay.
Actually, actually, you know what?
Can you go for the vacation there?
We can always cue this up. What we'll do is we'll put it somewhere in the VOM. What to scream out the window at yuppies. You'll recognize it when you hear it, folks.
Oh.
If you don't hear me next week, that's life.
Beautiful.
Anyway, we got something queued up here. This is recorded live in Chicago?
Milwaukee.
Is this at Summerfest?
Yeah.
Oh, so this was kind of a be-in in itself.
It was actually on a Vibe day. I missed the Vibe, and that's why.
Oh, right.
This is the town of beer.
So this is the made-up 4th of July Vibe report, we're going to call it.
Yeah. What made Milwaukee famous? Made a loser out of me.
Okay, Skull.
Made a fat man out of me.
Roscoe Nadella, that's CBGB tonight with Charlie Pickett and the MC3. That's the Miami City 3.
Cool.
Well, I saw your face the other day. Ain't
Well, okay, I'll go home. If you don't like me, kiss my ass. That's right. Because you jive. You jive. You jive. You white motherfuckers. You the ones who started this shit. Let me tell you, you the ones. Fuck you. Fuck you. You jive white motherfuckers. You don't like me, kiss my black ass, you motherfucker. Fuck it, I don't care.
I'm Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You'll love Jerry and me and The Caddy.
Take my word for it. The Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on, join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy.
Yeah, The Caddy. Is that all right, you cocksucker?
How was that, you shithead?
Without reading it?
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, start. You can cut that bit out.
I will.
Okay. Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. Listen, face them. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy. It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make. Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him, leaving Dave and Claire, you cock.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Jungle.
Yeah, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. The damnedest thing just happened. You wouldn't believe it, folks. This guy came in here with a gun and this tape in his hand held it to my
head. I'm still shaking, man.
Yeah, luckily he's gone. Anyway, we did get to play some records, though, while we were shaking in our sneakers. The Gentries was Wild. That's off the Back from the Grave, the final volume, volume 7.
That is like the Keep on Dancing Gentries?
No.
Handsome Jimmy Hart from wrestling?
No, this is different Gentries, but I want to do a dramatic reading of these liner notes in a minute. Let me just tell you what else we heard. We heard Alice Cooper doing Business as the Spiders in 1966 with Don't Blow Your Mind. That goes out to everybody who's in the Sheep's Meadow Park.
Yeah, Being.
Central Park at Being at the Being. We had The Dictators with New York, New York. I saw Richard Handsome Dick Manitoba on the subway and at the Delroy shows this weekend. He's looking good, svelte. He's got a little,
Satanic goatee.
Yeah, he looks twice as evil as Robert De Niro did in Angel Heart.
Mm. Angel Heart on.
We heard the Trogs with the three best chords, E, A, and B, with I Want You. And we opened up with the Delroys, Roscoe singing there, Jumping in the Night, a Flaming Groovy song. They do that song in B because if they're in San Francisco, Cyril Jordan, who wrote it, won't jam with them because he's such a coke-damaged guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they do that in B.
Live at the Great, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
A little inside look.
These liner notes from the
Mind of a Rock Star
Crypt album, Back from the Grave, Volume 7, written by our pal Tim Warren. I'm going to have to abbreviate some of these words, but you can figure out what they are. Let me just find the good parts. I mean,
it's all one big diatribe, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's some particularly pointed diatribe in
beastly
here.
Beastly kind of stuff?
He's talking about that last cut we heard, the Gentries, and he said, definitely a relief from hearing old Guitar Hero hippies like Crapton and other quote-unquote blues sing about the rough life while their coke-filled limo awaits their beck and call. Beck capitalized. I've caught a lot of grief for knocking the Yardbirds, but I'll stick by what I said. By 1966, those clowns had lost all track of Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and are to blame for the entire slew of effing Guitar Heroes whose guitars don't even sound like a guitar. What's more, Crafton, Cream, Beck, Page, and quote-unquote Fusion are the backbone of goddamn classic rock, and this so-called new breed of guitar J-off bull-s idolized by the ex-garage rock bandwagoners who are to blame for the fagging out of the 60s punk cult. The cult, blah, 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 and their ilk and limey synth geeks.
Blah, blah, go, blah, man, go.
Figuring, Led Zeppelin, Bad Company. He tears on everything. This goes on for about four paragraphs. It's worth the price of the album. Plus, you get like 28 amazingly great songs. No, 32. You get the Snails Love theme. Boy, and just think, and every time you buy one of these records, that's another drink that Tim's gonna might throw up in your direction at some club. So there you go. Anyway, Den, you got some more news? Den
is just tearing up the paper.
Under assistant to the Vibe Meister and news desk.
My personal files here now.
Mm.
Well, nothing really. It's been bad news week. You know, not really a good news week. The best thing all week was, I don't know if anybody saw it, but if anybody has it, would they please send it to me? I think it was Tuesday's Daily News, a picture of Paul and Linda McCartney, and Paul's given like the two okay signs, but Linda's right there with the Beast.
So no, that was a call for razor blades.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was a great picture, and if anybody has that
lying
favorite
around, scene from Taxi Driver, I believe.
You could send that
down.
To Denwa, care of General Delivery, New York City.
Yeah, RFD.
Yes. John Lee Hooker.
Did anybody see me and Roscoe on the news? Did we make the final cut? I think it was Channel 5.
What were you on, man?
Channel 5, Roscoe and Il Bruce mooning the cameras. What were you doing?
No, they're taking a little tape of me and the Vibe Meister, like flagging the Beast for the neighborhood there during the McGee Hickey-a-thon.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out what channel they're from. Maybe it's just a private thing.
We got any more comedians here?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, not much in the news. So, yeah, what's this tunnel thing? We keep got a few calls about this. I'm DJing at the tunnel. Wild Girl will be there. The Boy Brothers. The Hillbilly Peckers.
You sound pretty excited about it there, huh?
I'm just so thrilled I can sit.
We could have gone to a party with Swedish girls,
I
man.
I think it'll be okay, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, $125, that's like less than my average bar bill. It'll be a riot, folks. Anyway, let's play some more records.
Riot Girls Riot.
The Union City Soul Survivors put this on the tape. This is a Vince Brunichevich's Air Force favorite. It's what you'd call sort of like the Riviera Soul meeting, stupid crap is what we call it. Gino is a coward and we like it.
Stupidity.
Gino Washington.
Thank you. be satisfied, and it's all your fault. It's all.
Oh, he goes.
got the boot now. And let you wear my long coat.
What you like to hear?
You know my next door neighbor about to make me lose my mind. You know my next door neighbor about to make me lose my mind. He came knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. They want to borrow the broom, they want to borrow the mop, they want to know the time, so to borrow the clock. They want to borrow some lard and a piece of meat. They want to borrow some sugar to make the coffee sweet. They want to borrow $2 until payday. They want to borrow the liniment or the paint away. You know my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. They want to watch the fight and try to pick a winner. They bought my television, come back and get my antenna. They bought a lawnmower, they bought an electric fan. They bought a vacuum cleaner and the garbage can. They bought a knife, fork, spoon, and plate. They bought a counter off the wall and keep up with the date. You know my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. They worry me.
What's what the hell is the difference anyway?
Yeah.
This is the Hell. This is WFMU East Orange. There's my ducks. There's my Echo. Il Bruce's over there. That was Jerry McCain with my next door neighbor. That's the Accello version by request. That actually it has been reissued. That's on the volume 7 of Desperate Rock and Roll. Thanks, Barney. And, we heard Jack Scott with the original demo version of Leroy, which is entitled Greaseball, as Jerry would pronounce it. Long John Hunter, Ride With Me Baby, Bobby Lee Trumell, and It's All Your Fault. We opened up with Gino Washington. Gino is a coward.
So anyway, Bruce Springsteen is supposed to cover that live. At least that's what Todd told me.
Bruce Springsteen covers that song live?
Yeah. Go.
I can't exactly see Max Weinberg doing that Riviera's beat very well.
Yeah, well, imagine the part where it comes to the guitar solo.
It, you know?
Eek. You know, Nils Lofgren standing on his Floyd Rose assembly, you know.
Speaking of rock icons that I don't consider to be as good as Jerry McCain, but as good as any, we sent Il Bruce over to see the Brian Wilson a press conference or dedication?
You know what,
piano.
It was a dedication, a little speech at the Hard Rock Cafe, which, by the way, for those of you that haven't been tempted to visit there, don't. It's far worse than you can possibly imagine. They had the curator of, like, artifacts at the Hard Rock there give a little speech, and Brian Wilson came out. And folks, you know, you pick up your copy of Rolling Stone magazine and look at those publicity pictures of Brian there, and you'll notice he's sort of arching an eyebrow, kind of, you know, thought-provokingly. He's stuck that way. He must have had a stroke or something like that. It's not that he's, like, arching an eyebrow, like, at the camera, you know, like, sharing a little quiet moment there. It's that he's, like, stuck that way. It's, like, half his face, like, you know, won't come back down again. He was really cool because he's real tall, and really weird looking and kind of skinny, had the eyebrows stuck up, talking out of one side of his mouth, and the nostril on that side of his face was oozing just a little bit.
Couldn't get his poor old body to move.
So yeah,
was
pretty much.
Was Gene Landy there running around?
Gene Landy was there in spades, in jammies, actually, in like little sort of kung fu pajamas, running around shaking hands and sort of speaking for Brian, because Brian had a lot of trouble speaking for himself, poor guy.
Yeah, not to mention putting his name on Brian's songs.
Yeah, and not to mention, like, towing Joan Rivers, huh, out of the crowd and, like, having her photographed with Brian extension.
Joan Rivers and her ugly dog and her ugly daughter.
Mm.
But what a chance you could have got up and yelled, "Why, Edgar, why?" and gotten carried out by a bunch of muscle-bound bouncers.
Well, Perkins and I were getting the long look from
Carl Perkins. You met with Carl Perkins, folks.
Yeah, yeah, me and Blue Suede Carl Perkins. Yeah, well, Perkins' rug was getting a lot of the stares, and we were, like, requesting, that he play, like, Warmth of the Sun and stuff like that. And he was giving us weird looks, and the photographers was giving us, like, really hostile looks.
I'm bugged at my old man would have been my request.
I'm bugged at my psychiatrist. Yeah, we repaired to the Oyster Lounge and hung out there for a while.
Ooh, we never. That was thanks to Lauren at Rolling Stone, by the way.
Thank you, Lauren.
Pass.
It went real well.
Hope the Cadillac gets better. I sure do.
Went and saw Merle Haggard on Sunday. That was pretty strange.
This reminds me. Buck Owens. Did I tell the story last week about Buck Owens? People call Miriam.
I think you tried. Yeah.
I tried to. Speaking of the Miriam thing, the goldfish she served up, I got a couple of calls about that. It died, and this is what happened. I got the goldfish after the show. Thanks a lot, Miriam. That was really a nice present. She did go to the store and buy it for me.
Fish drowned.
No, the fish didn't drown. What happened was there was no place to get fish food, so I brought it home. I fed it wheat germ, and it killed my goldfish. Now, if they can outlaw things for killing laboratory rats, I think they should outlaw wheat germ for killing my goldfish. I mean, it ate the wheat germ and died. That was it.
Eat wheat germ and die.
So much for Mr. Jaws. Anyway, I wrote this column in High Times on Buck Owens because I have to write my column like 5 months ahead of myself, and it's impossible to come up with anything current or like I wrote about Roscoe's solo record last month, you know, and they pushed it back till November, so I'm totally out of whack. So I figured, well, Buck Owens doesn't have any records in print. I can't go wrong. I did this column on Buck Owens, and I told the High Times people to send him a copy. And he got it. His secretary called. They said they really liked the article.
It's a typical hound, like, hateful diatribe. It's pretty amusing read. You should pick it up, folks.
Yeah, it was written fast and stupidly, and I haven't gotten paid for it yet. And so I asked, Buck Owens' secretary called and asked for 10 copies. I said, what are you going to do with 10 copies? He said, well, we're going to send one to Merle Haggard, because I wrote this thing about how Merle Haggard wishes he was Buck Owens so much that he married his ex-wife and hired the guys in his band and generally acts as ornery as Buck Owens does.
Mm.
But I'm sorry, how was Merle Haggard's live show?
It wasn't bad. It's kind of weird, like, being among, like, Yankee country fans, you know. Because, you know, where I grew up, like, was more like Great Neck than Dog Patch, but I still know the difference, and those people are pretty ridiculous. They all have, like, the Mickey Gilly hackles on their hats and everything. They're really obsessed with, like, those little pins, you know, little stars and bars. It's cool, all these guys with stars and bars and, like, Italian flags on their hats.
Mall cowboys.
Well, yeah, but more like, I don't know, more like sort of like Red Lobster cowboys, you know? Get behind that.
The ones with Japanese pickup trucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love country. I love country and western.
Yeah, I like your country music. Anyway, we'll get back to some more records. Kid Thomas and the Wolfpack.
Thank you. This is a hit!
See your driver's license, please.
Parked her car on a no-through street. We all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. Our honey, we're safe, look at all the trees.
May I see your driver's license, please?
This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
Bright lights, wine, women and song. Everything you want is right here on Broadway.
Hi, this is Wayne Ballard of Wayne Ballard and the Midnight. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
Oh, they probably be
Jews and guineas and hunkies and poles and limeys, krauts, and we're gonna have on spicks, and we're gonna have on boogies too. I mean, I don't want to, you know, be, I don't want to show that I'm anti this or anti that. I'm anti everything.
Baby, I wanna talk with you, baby. I wanna bop with you, baby. Every night. rock with you, baby.
Well, all right.
But if you keep working, this will never be. So stop what you're doing, give your time to me. Oh, Annie Pretty, baby, don't work no more.
Don't work, don't work, don't work.
Baby, rock with you, baby.
Well, all right.
But if you keep working, this will never be. So stop what you're doing, give your time to me. Oh, Annie Pretty, baby, don't work no more.
Don't work, don't work, don't work, don't work, don't work, don't work.
Annie Pretty, baby, don't work no more.
Don't work, don't work.
I cannot do no more than your woman let me do. But hey, hey, little girl. Hey, hey, little girl. Hey, little girl. Hey, hey, little girl. Hey, hey, little girl. Yeah, she's all right with me.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I see our time is running out. And remember, next week we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas, we are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Mm-hmm.
walk and I like to roll. I like to give with all my soul. Let's go. 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 Go, that's me. Well, I honky-tonk on a Friday night. Saturday comes, I'm just right. Let's go. 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 Love them true, never leave them sad and blue. Let you go. Go, 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 that's me. Real a honky tonk on a Friday night. Saturday comes, I'm just right. Let you go. Go, 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 that's me. Well, I like to rock and I like to roll. I like to dip with all my soul. Let's go. 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 Go that way. Well, I honky tonk on a Friday night. Saturday comes, I'm just right. Let's go. 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 Go that way. Go. Go that way. Go. Go that way.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, it's the hound. God damn it. It's WFMU, East Orange. Floyd Mack, I like to go. We heard Frankie Lee Sims with Hey Little Girl. Ronnie Wade with Annie Don't Work. Buzu Chavez with Hamburgers and Popcorn. Roy Tan and Your Driver's License, Please. And we open up with Kid Thomas and the Wolf Pack. Anyway, speaking of news, this is taped right over the console here. There is a young guy named Dante, as in the Inferno. He keeps trying to get into the station saying that he is auditioning. He is not auditioning and should not be admitted under any circumstances. He is not dangerous. He's just a pain in the butt. Don't let him in. Well, we learned the hard way.
He's not dangerous yet.
Not dangerous, just insane. His eyes do bulge out of his head.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Welcome, you old so-and-so.
Yes. Anyway, I guess we can go through the announcements one more time. The Del Lloyds and Charlie Pickett, CBGB. Otis Rush at Tramps, the very last night at Tramps. John Lee Hooker next to Lincoln Center for free tonight at 9 o'clock. Johnny Copeland at 8 o'clock. The Persuasions at 7 o'clock. Gospel Christian Singers at 6 o'clock. The Headless Horseman and the Flesh Tones at the Big Kahuna. I know it's a
also free.
Also free. I know it's a horrible place, but I found money the last two times I've gone there.
Yeah, check the sand on the floor. Yeah. Usually cigarette butts and empty glassine envelopes, but sometimes there's money.
The Soul Assassins might be on the bill. They were advertised, but I'm not sure if they're there or not. That's the staff of High Times, and if they're there, guaranteed.
Go to the Big Kahuna, buy Bill Millhiser a drink.
Good huffing. That's it for announcements, I guess.
Go to CBGB's. Dig the Del Lords and Charles Pickett.
Buy Roscoe a drink.
Miles Davis.
Miles Davis is playing good.
Yeah, at the pier if you're really into self-loathing.
Denois.
Yo,
how? Yo. You got nothing to say, huh?
No.
All right, we're going to go back to playing records.
Good idea.
I got some more requests. We got a lot of requests for this one. It seems the greatest record of all time has gone out of print once again.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
This is the L, man.
The big guy, the Phantom.
Let's go! First you were the money, and the words were hollow. Got out a chance to let us do the things we want to do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait.
For those of you who missed the yell, we'll do it again.
Let's go!
First you were the money, got the words for Halloween. Got out a chance to let us do the things we wanna do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me.
People, I call them, and my black is. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Rope around his waist. Oh, good.
goodness sake, hey, shout it to Jake. Well, listen to me, please. Take up the slack, daddy, oh. Take up the slack, daddy, oh. Hey, take up the slack, daddy, oh. Well, cast on, man. Well, old daddy, oh, he just didn't know, but he did his best. Well, he took off with a mighty jerk. Well, friends, you can guess the rest. Take up the slack, daddy, oh. Take up the slack, daddy, oh. Take up the slack, daddy, oh.
This is a hit!
Here comes Lily just a-blowing her top with a pretty black skirt and a long black sock. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. I've been crossing the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. Yeah, yeah, now.
Week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, I was strolling downtown. I had nothing to do in my broad brown hat and my chartreuse shoes. Standing on the corner of a busy street, everybody kept on looking at me. And I was there. Sunglasses at the top. Oh, yeah. Sunglasses.
glasses at the dock. Oh, yeah. Really, really look sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock. The lights are so dim, then I see what is wrong with him. He was wearing sunglasses at the dock. Oh, yeah. Hey, he really looks sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock. Now, listen to me, cats from coast to coast. If you want all the girlies to dig you the most, get on the bandwagon, on the parade. Go on down and get you some shade by wearing sunglasses at the dock. Oh, yeah, well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock. Well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock. Well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses at the dock.
Well, now dig this.
Well, the people really rolling down the highway. Well, well, the people really rolling down the highway. Roll on the wheel, take me where my baby stays.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Spreading like a fungus, it just grows and grows. Where it's gonna stop, well, just that nobody knows. It's got the cats all shook up on the east and west coast. And the cool cats in the middle, well, they dig it the most. Doing the bop, 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 bop. I'm doing the bop, 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 bop. From coast to coast, it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop, 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 bop. Feeling like a Hercules when doing the bop. You got that real strong feeling and you ain't gonna stop. Let them call it a sickness, well, just look and tell. Man, like you don't care, you never get well. Doing the bop, 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 bop. I'm doing the bop, 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 bop. From coast to coast, it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop, 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 bop. Get up, baby! Ha ha ha! spread and it was moving like mad. In every foreign country fast becoming the fad. It snowballed in the Canada and covered the mast. The nation did proclaim it as a national gas. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. From coast to coast it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop 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 bop. Traveling across the planet with wings of sound. It can hide 5 feet, that's making the rounds. Don't try to hide it cause you can't fight fate. It's a big beat on the north from state to state. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. From coast to coast it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop.
Oh, incidentally, I hope we didn't offend anybody.
Yep. Whoa. There's the hound.
Running hot.
It's about time for us to get the hell out of here. And we wouldn't want to offend anybody. Not us, not me.
No,
we wouldn't hate to have anybody mad at me.
Not two guineas, a Mick, and a Pollock.
I wouldn't want anybody to think want them to be mad at me or anybody, like, thinking I played a record that they didn't like or something. I don't know. Anyway, that was the amazing Maynard Horlick with Do the Bop, 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 Bop. Jimmy Wilson, Big Wheel Rolling, Dwight Pullen, Sunglasses After Dark by request, Mel Smith, Pretty Plaid Skirt, The Sabres, Pick Up the Slack, Daddy-O, Bo Diddley with Pills by request, the absolute last time I play it, I'm sick of that, and I know the person who keeps requesting it is a New York...
Metro?
No, it's some New York Dolls fan. The Phantom with Love Me, woo! And, that's it, folks. Remember all those things we announced. Plus, tomorrow night, you want to tune in about 3 o'clock, was it 3 to 5 in the afternoon? Phil Smith will be guest DJing, and you're sure for a treat on that one, or at least.
Yep. Makes good tapes.
Things you would never have heard before. Laurie S. is up next to come down and see the town at the tunnel if you're real curious to the point of painfulness. Have love, we'll travel. See you next week, possibly. We'll be right back.